Hey Sharks fans, here is an exclusive offer for you. The Sharks will pay the fees on all standard tickets to Sharks home games, excluding the September 24th community game between now and September 6th. Guarantee your seats for some of the most memorable nights of the year and get ready for an exciting season of Sharks hockey. Score your tickets now at sjsharks.com/promotions. Again, that's sjsharks.com/promotions.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the San Jose Sharks and the Calgary Flames. Second of only three meetings between these two teams during the course of the season. A little bit of an unusual sort of a scheduling between clubs in the same division. But there's always at least one team you play three times, and it just happens to be the Calgary Flames this year. San Jose beat Calgary by the score of 6-3 way back on February 15th in the very first meeting of the season between these two clubs. In that particular game, Luke Cunnan scored a couple of goals, and Philip Zadina had two goals and two assists. Justin Bailey had one goal and two assists, and San Jose goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood made 31 saves. That game was at the Saddle Dome in Calgary, but this game is at SAP Center tonight. This is the only visit for Calgary this year. Flames coming off a 4-2 loss on Saturday against Edmonton, while the Sharks had a mixed result over the weekend. A spectacular victory against the St. Louis Blues on Saturday, with William Eklund getting the game-winning goal.
Behind the net, Eklund, who races away. 1:09 left in overtime. Eklund's got some room. He's down the left wing side, 2-on-1, moving in, shooting, it, score! The hat trick for William Eklund, and the first NHL win for Devin Cooley. Pandemonium at SAP Center at San Jose as the Sharks win by the score of 3-2.
And then on Sunday, at least some good news for Luke Cunnan, who continues his improvement in the offensive categories in the second portion of the season. He picked up a big goal against Arizona.
Brunson's in deep behind the net, but there's Brown knocking it away from Bortolo. Backhand's behind the goal line. There's a hit by Cunnan knocking his man in. Wow, what a body hit. And Cunnan goes from behind the net out in front for a backhand chance that's stopped there by Ingram. Front in front. Tipped by Cunnan. He scores! Luke Cunnan makes that home play work. His last home goal was here at SAP Center in November. A game winner against Washington. This one is a game tier to make it 2-2. And that's all Luke Cunnan right there.
Head coach David Quinn says that Cunnan's effort definitely pays off, and whether you win or whether you lose, he drags his teammates into the fray.
You hope he does, and yeah. I think, you know, I thought we were pretty physical the other night. I thought we finished a lot of checks. We were skating. We had great gaps. And, you know, I mean, when you got players like Cunny, that's what happens when you have people that have those leadership qualities, not only verbally, but the way they play and the way he approaches the game. And, you know, when you're sitting on the bench and you're watching it, you know, it's infectious. Yeah. And, you know, that's what good teams have. And, you know, we had a tough injury last year. And, you know, we're talking this morning that, you know, it really wasn't until January until he started feeling good about himself. And, you know, his play has certainly had an uptick since January. And, you know, now he's getting rewarded statistically, which is good to see.
But the Sharks head coach wants to see a little bit more than he saw on Sunday, and he expects to get it against the Flames.
One of the things we got to do is not shoot ourselves in the foot when you're playing a good hockey game, and I thought that's what happened against Arizona. I thought that, you know, we played a good game and started the third period really well. First 5 minutes, we had a scoring chance and spent a lot of time in the ozone, and then boom, it's 3-2. And, you know, before you can beat your opponent, you can't beat yourself, and I think that's kind of what happened against Arizona.
What does David Quinn want from his hockey team in the next five games, the final five of the regular season?
Keep playing like it means something to you, and that's what we've done. I mean, you know, it's difficult, and you got to fight human nature. You can't cave to the circumstances, and, you know, this. I mean, tonight's got to mean something to you. It's got to mean a lot to you, and it's got to mean a lot to the people, because if it means something to you, again, to your point, it's infectious, right? All of a sudden, everybody else becomes important, everybody in that room, and, you know, that's what this is about.
And how does the Sharks head coach think that the team can keep the fire going when the standings show otherwise?
Well, we're lucky. We got guys that care. And I know this has been a very difficult season for us, a very trying season. Nobody's faced more adversity than we have. I've said that over and over again. And the thing that you feel really good about is, like you said, we've We're in every game. We're competing. We're giving ourselves a chance. You know, it's 2-2. Start the third. Played a really good first 5 minutes, but as has been one of our biggest problems, when our mistakes are made, they're huge, and it ends up in the back of our net. So, you know, before you can beat the other team, you got to make sure you don't beat yourself. And unfortunately, we've beaten ourselves way too often. And that third goal the other night was, you know, just too easy. And, you know, you take your foot off the pedal in this league, you know, it ends up in the back of your net. And unfortunately, we've had a hard time recovering from a goal like that. You know, we've had a struggle scoring goals this year. So I think over the course of a season, when you have that, you lose a little bit of confidence and swagger when you get down 3-2. There's a little bit of a demoralization, and you're, you know, it's tough to recover from that. So, you know, it was disappointing because you watch the game, and I felt good about a lot of the things we did.
Fabian Zetterlund, who has reached the 20-goal mark this season, says that it's not necessarily harder to fight through the last games of a disappointing season than it is to play in big ones at the end of any year.
I mean, no, not really. I mean, just when you're out there, you're just thinking to, like, do your best and just play shift by shift, you know, and focus on the next one. And then, just that way how it is.
Fabian told us how he feels his game has improved this season.
I want more, but I mean, I think I did a good job. But always wants more, and my goals are high. And just going to finish good here too.
And Zetterlund gave us his goals for the rest of the campaign.
No, I mean, just compete every game, you know. Probably doesn't have anything to play for, but I mean, I don't see that on that way, you know. I just want to improve, you know, and just want to win games, you know. That's always my goal, and just take game by game and just do my best.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
When you've got a killer lineup, anything's possible. This is true for the Sharks, and it's true for Toyota. Our legendary lineup of capable trucks and versatile SUVs is unrivaled. Ready for what's next, up for any challenge, and down to test limits. Get behind the wheel of a Toyota today and start making some waves. Proud partner of the San Jose Sharks. Toyota, let's go places.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.30 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2024 enshrinement ceremony, presented in part by KMBR 680, will be held Monday, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero. The star-studded Class of 2024 inductees include Patrick Marleau, Brian Sabian, John Taylor, Jenny Thompson, and Chris Wondolowski. Tickets for this year's festivities are now on sale at bayshof.org. That's bayshof.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Mackenzie Blackwood gets the start in goal for the San Jose Sharks, looking for his 11th victory of the season, and he goes up against Gilroy native Dustin Wolf, who's looking for his fourth win of the year. As for Wolf, head coach Ryan Huska of the Flames says that it's a great opportunity, and he's looking forward to see how Wolf does in his hometown.
I'm sure it means a lot. The one nice thing for him is he's played in this building a lot over the years, whether it was American League games or he's very familiar with this area, I should say. So it's good to get him back in. I know he's excited. He was one of the first guys here at the rink this morning, so I know he's going to give us a good game.
Join us for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage starting at 7 o'clock Pacific right here on the Sharks Audio Network. That's it for the Teal Report today. I'm Dan Rusinowski.